Next chapter begins with Arjun asking question and he's saying prakritim purusham chayav chetram chetragya mevacha etat veditum icchami jnanam geyam chakesha. Because Krishna has been using like three different kind of like words, you know, in different times, and they were like a absolute without kind of like without process to you know to become matter, like absolute as absolute, and then like a kind of like the law like through which absolute becomes matter and the matter.
Sorry, I think I missed the beginning of the sentence.
Yeah, like one is like absolute, you know, as absolute.
But what is like, what's the beginning of the sentence?
That Krishna was.
Like Arjun is asking Krishna,
yeah.
Because I think, you know, he has been hearing these words.
Also,
oh,
he's asking.
Yeah, like, you know, kind of like, certainly like, it's like very, very, you know, experiential words, you know, like to really experience one as absolute. And then only could be understood, you know, otherwise it's like we understand like little and then most of it is out of it. So certainly like, you know, some kind of like familiarity, you know, by when Krishna has been talking, you know, some kind of like, you know, familiarity would have come, but again lost, you know, because it's kind of like a through the talk, you know, through speech and energy, you know, it's like a kind of provoked understanding, you know, that gets provoked and then also pulls back, you know, it's not, and realization is the way that then it stays with you. So probably this is why Arjuna is asking, like, because he would have sensed something out of that but not fully understood. So saying prakriti, you know, what will be the kind of like how this absolute become matter, you know, which way, and what is absolute as well as what is matter, you know. Also probably like somewhere he also would have used this word that, you know, field of perceiving, like this field which perceives, and then field of knowing, because, like, you know, when it's perceived, then it has like a different kind of flame, and when after perceived knowing has different flame. So they are like when I'm, you know, say drinking this So experience of this drinking, and now somewhere I know the drinking. Like, you know, this was different, and that is different than, because this was like a longer in time. Like when I drank, you know, this took longer time. Then now if I recall, it's not same time, you know, it's like really quick. So it's different. So saying like, what are the field of perceiving, and what is the knowing? Because that seems different than perceiving. Knowing seems different than perceiving. And he's saying like, etat veditum icchami. Like a kesav, you know, means actually kesav means, you know, somebody having like kind of like, you know,
curly hair.
No, like longer hair. So means Brijniji, Ulrikaji, Jimaji, Joharji, as well as Binwaji, Anandiji, and yourself, you know, will be Kesav. Not me. Kesav means, yeah, Nathanji also like getting towards that.
It's a beginning.
So it's Kesav means like Kesav, like Krishna. I really, this is my kind of like wish to know it experientially. You know? It's not. And also, like the jnanam means the knowledge, and gay means you know, something what has been known, like say the glass. So like as object, you know, glass is known, but then even when glass is not there, like this knowing stays with me. So there are like two things. One thing is kind of like when glass is physically present in front of me. So there is one relation from glass to knowing. And there is one relation when glass is not there, but there is like something, you know.
So the concept in this case.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, something like that, concept.
Yeah.
So he's saying, like, what is the, you know, the probably knowledge through the object, and then what is known through the object, kind of like that. There will be a difference in it. Let's say
we're dealing here with relative knowledge? And
yeah, relative knowledge.
And conceptual knowledge?
Conceptual
okay.
Knowledge. Like, you know, what is not
direct
knowledge, you know, not direct knowledge, you know, this. So, Krishna answering and saying, idam sariram कौन्ते क्षेत्रम इति अभिधीयते एतत् यो वेति तं प्राहु क्षेत्रज्ञम् इति तत्विदा. सो अर्जुन एक्चुअली दिस this body, mind, and body, mind, emotions, moods, that will be called the field, that be where kind of like knowing appears, and also gets colored, you know, like with the state of my mood, with the state of my, you know, mind, like with the state of my emotional, you know, like the knowing gets colored. So saying like all this perceiving faculties will be said field. And etat yo veti tam prahu, and you know, there is like a perceiving where I'm not able to see my coloring, you know, like that seems true, and then like I might perceive from different place, and I might see me coloring as well as, so also when that is also known, like the realm of realm of field, together with its reactions, like, you know, when feel like when my mood, because of my mood, you know, I'm, so when also that is seen, then he's saying like that will be called like the knower of field.
Chetranya?
Yeah, Chetranya, like that. The knower of the field. Means this knower also knows the field, that because of the effect of field, you know, I am past this information.
And it also knows the moods and the distortions.
And everything like that. So like when that is happening, then he's saying like it's called Chetranya. And when that is not like prior to this, when only colored, you know, like I really am so together with my mood, you know, so together with my anger, you know, that only later, like when that is gone, and then I say, ah, you know, Nadia ji, I should have not done that. Sorry. Kind of, you know, like there is also this. And there is also like, I can really see me being angry and kind of like, very different. So when I can do that, then he's saying like it's Chetranya. is only 24th, but they were supposed
today's
to...
Today's 24th, I thought they were coming to... Today's 24th.
Yeah, they were planning to come 25th, no?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I okay. Karen and Chad are coming tomorrow. And two other people.
So green is low. So the Kshetrajna...
Kshetrajna.
Is there?
Namaskar, Paul ji, and
hi.
Welcome, sir.
Hey, hi.
Hello. Hello, hello. Anita ji, namaskar.
You have some pillows?
Yeah, please.
There, can we read something?
Yeah.
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 And I think... some cherries.
Cherries?
Oh,
these.
Like Indian... Namaskar,
namaskar
and welcome.
Wow.
Achha, namaskar. Namaskar. Jema ji, namaskar and welcome.
I'm so excited.
You were saying?
But we will like see.
I think.
Yeah.
I feel happy to see them.
Okay, I'll use the chair. Yeah.
Looks like that.
Yeah. Oh, it's good.
So, Georgie, will you? Just to
summarize,
kind of, yeah.
Well, we're knee-deep in the Gita. We passed through Krishna revealing to Arjuna his universal form, and we just Arjuna is having questions about what Krishna has said, and so this is really the first verse in this next chapter, and he's talking about the field of experience and the knower of the field of experience. And the field of experience is like we drink a glass of water, we feel it go down, and we know that feeling, we know what the cup is, we know what the glass is. And there may be also moods and reactions, personal coloring to this. When we are also aware of that, all the moods and coloration, we call it, he's calling that the knower of the field. And I was about to ask this question.
Mm-hmm.
If this, it looks to me like the field is personality, or is it deeper
than
that?
More, yeah.
It's more personality.
Yeah.
So the knower of the field, is that the place of meditation or below?
No, meditation.
Meditation.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he's saying like, iti tat vida, like a knower of the field as well as, you know, the perceiving of object, kind of, you know. There will be like a, say, perceiving of glass. And then this could be like a very simple perceiving, but if I'm not a simple person, I could be like very twisted. And then this perceiving will also be very twisted, you know. Because of my anger, it could be like red, you know, suddenly. Kind of art. Because of my some connection with glass, I can get angry after, you know, because of some past memory with the glass. So Krishna is saying like, when somebody sees all this, and then that is like the Kshetrajna. And this is, he's saying like, actually people who know, they so say so. No, it's like, it's not probably, if, you know, nobody has experience, it will not agree with it. And kind of, this is why he's saying like, people who know, they so say so. Because like, there is a story in, actually, Ramcharitmanas. and like really tells them like this. Because Hanuman, you know, he went to like a I think to visit Sita in Lanka, and he was like angry, you know, at Ravana. And then like where she was staying, there were like really white flowers like everywhere. And later, like that time, actually, like later coming back to Ayodhya, one day there was like between Vibhishan and Hanuman something like going on. And then Vibhishan was saying, ah, there were white flowers, and Hanuman was saying there were red flowers. So then they said, ah, maybe we should go to Sita because she is another evidence, because Hanuman really saw them red because of his anger. So then, you know, they went to Sita, and then Sita said, yes. Like, they were, like, for Hanuman, for you, they were red because you were angry. Kind of. So, like this, this is.
I have a question about the knower of the field.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, my limited experience of the place of meditation, there isn't a lot of sense of being a perceiver. There isn't a lot of I to be a perceiver.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so in the knower of the field, it seems there's still objective knowledge going on.
Yeah, objective knowledge, but like without any like effect of subject.
Without any identification?
Yeah, without any identification.
Is that like the same place when you were talking about when something comes up and an emotion or a charged thought and we experience it completely and then don't go into it?
Yeah.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah, because it's like somewhere like you're staying somewhere here and watching from there.
Okay.
And then anything can come and being watchful. Like, is your decision to associate or not to associate.
Is that what Krishnamurti was referring to when he talked about vigilance?
Vigilance, yeah.
Okay.
Like really being watchful.
Mm-hmm.
क्षेत्रज्ञं चापि मां विद्धि सर्वक्षेत्रेषु भारत क्षेत्र क्षेत्र ज्ञयोर् ज्ञानं यत् ज्ञानं मतं मम. So say it like this. Place of vigilance or vigilant. Krishna is saying actually, from there, like the whole impersonal realm starts. Like, you know, this is the beginning of meditation, means beginning of impersonality. And so saying, wherever, wherever there is a field and knower of field, means impersonal realm started. And so then field of perceiving as well as like knower of this field of perceiving. Yat jnanam matam mam. So so saying like the field of perceiving, also getting affected by the mood, you know, emotional effect of the perceiver, and then when somebody like something else can see this, can know this. So again, kind of like repeating, saying that matam mam, like this is how I see, because that is like that comes to impersonal realm, not getting attached to. Tat chetram yach yadrik yad vikari yatascayat sachayo yat prabhavasch tat samasen me sumu. So now Krishna is saying that I will like to speak about the chetra, about the realm of perceiving, and how that gets affected by the moods, by the emotional state, by the prior knowledge, and like the getting affected as well as like how that perceives. So saying like I'm going to talk about that now. And he's saying samasen me soon. Like a you know, I will like to talk, you know, in a kind of like not very long description, you know, like very small description, and so that means he's asking Arjun, that means you have to really be present, you know, otherwise kind of, you know, it's like I will not try to kind of like he's saying like I will use least words, you know, so really you have to be present, otherwise like and again ऋषिभिः बहुधा गीतं छन्दोभिः विविधैः पृथक् ब्रह्मसूत्र पदैश्चैव हेतुं मम भिविर् विनिश्चितैः एंड ही सेइंग दैट व्हाटएवर आई एम गोइंग टू से एक्चुअली many, many sages, like seers who were able to see, they also have sung that, you know, they also have said same, like through different, you know, poetic ways, like different ways will be different, but referring will be same. And also Brahma Sutra, you know, like this book, Brahma Sutra, also, in that also it's said, like, same thing. And and like I will really try to like speak the reasons of that, like why that perceiving is like that, you know, like vinischitai, like I will really make sure that I can also talk about the, like why that is colored that way, you know, like I will kind of like try to make sure that there is enough, you know, so that you can understand. महाभूतान अहंकारो बुद्धि अव्यक्तमेव च इंद्रियाणि दशैकं च पंच चेन्द्रिय गोचरा Krishna is saying that life bring us in a form, like in a separate form. When we find like ourselves, in a separate form, and then because of having perceiving ability. Then, like things are seen separate. And then things are seen separate. And slowly, like one day actually, I also become separate. Because that first experience will be like, kind of like without experiencing me, I could experience, you know, the like everything. But I'm not experiencing me. There is time that there is no subjective knowledge, only objective knowledge. And then suddenly some kind of like a, you can say prapancha, you know, because it's like, you know, all the time subject is perceiving object without notice of subject. So then there are like many, many rays coming to subject, many, many. And then one day like subject is like little more because of this effect of object. Like one day suddenly you feel you, like the subject. So it's saying like, you know, that's how the ego appears. Like really being in the realm of context. And because of the effect of context, one day like some kind of like a some movement happens to subject, and that is where like the ego enters, the I feeling, because then suddenly it's not anymore like objective relation with object. It becomes like subjective and objective relation, you know, change, the relation change. And that's how like slowly, you know, ego keeps on, because then every day, you know, relation changes, kind of like a, like, you know, if you see children growing, so there will be like a time when like really happy with, they don't have this sense of like I much. So then very happy with, you know, and suddenly one day they stand against you, kind of like against the parent, you know. It's like just as soon as they felt, you know, I could say also no. Like before this, you know, you will never hear no. But suddenly one day, you know, they say, oh no, you know, like, no, I like kind of, you know. So like Krishna is saying like, that's how, you know, this grows. And then on top of, you know, we keep on kind of putting more and more.
Is that also the condition of animals, you know, like
yeah.
Without the ego? Like
without the ego, the animals, like they really feel,
right.
But they don't have like subjective, you know,
right.
Like they are not grown to, you know, there is like some sense of subjectivity, but not as humans have. And then, like as soon as this subject like appears, acknowledgement of subject appears, then there like the tricks also come in. Like as I said, like when the child really, you know, says, oh no, I'm not going that way, I'm going this way. So like the tricks appear, you know. And then suddenly 2 days later, you know, I really like red, not the green. Like this will come. So saying like, you know, some tricks will keep on appearing, and collection of those tricks later will be buddhi.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I read a story about a woman who was teaching a gorilla, you know, a big ape, right? Language, sign language, to see what the mind of the gorilla is. And gorillas have an instinctive fear of crocodiles. So if she didn't want the gorilla to go on something, she would put a stuffed crocodile there, and it wouldn't go. Anyway, there was a place for the gorilla to go to the toilet, and one day the gorilla went to the toilet in the wrong place. So she asked the gorilla, "Did you do that?" And the gorilla lied and said somebody else did it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was really impressed because she thought lying was very sophisticated.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the case? Like
yeah.
The tricks?
Yeah, those are the tricks. No?
Yeah.
Because they, through the tricks, like we grow, kind of like the, you know, this buddhi, you know, grows.
What's just buddhi?
Buddhi is like the faculty, you know, like decision, kind of. Like from where you decide to go left or right. So that is buddhi. Like through the tricks, you know, it really sharpens. Yeah. And like here he's saying like still it will be not fully developed. Like in the beginning. Like, like when you start feeling yourself, then still it's not fully developed, you know, but slowly, slowly, like via the tricks, you know, it will be developed. And then certainly like the, then these sense experiences, like whatever you experience through senses, that will also pass through this buddhi, you know, inform to another knower, as well as buddhi will also know, like, say, like, you know, when I'm touching, so this is, this touch, through the sense of touch, is informed to this buddhi. And buddhi will also pass it to like the kind of collective, you know, place where like other experiences are. So then there I will say, ah, this is like little warm. From there, buddhi will make a statement, ah, this is like little warm. So through this, like this, like through the senses, like outer senses and inner senses, this buddhi will be maybe kind of more twisted, you know, more kind of ability to twisting, you know, will come, you know, kind of like when I'm touching, this is one, and then this is being passed. But in the buddhi, I can say, okay, I want to cheat Nadia ji, and then like although the like this is being passed, that is one, but I can say to you, ah, this is gold. You know, these tricks to buddhi will appear through many, many experiencing experiences being passed, and kind of like a and also being spoken. So Krishna is saying actually, slowly, slowly, like this faculty of buddhi really knows many, many tricks. So many tricks that like a that senses are not pure anymore, because like sense will really pass like purity, but as soon as it reaches this like realm of buddhi, buddhi can be like, can really twist the sense experience. So it's not anymore only sense experience. Like this is what Krishna is saying, like then there comes like a time that buddhi can really start leading. And then it's not like only sense experience, you know, it's like together with two-state buddhi, like kind of like, you know, kind of like in this twisting happens, like, you know, like when buddhi is twisted, you know, I might be seen, you know, like kind of like inside, like, you know, somehow like very bent, you know, like 10 places, 9 places bent, and then it's very difficult to really know the truth because of this twisting. Like generally, like we say, you know, it's so easy to see the truth. Like generally, like somebody who has, like Paul will say, it's so easy. Why you teach every day, kind of like. But it's not so easy, like when I'm twisted at 9 places, it's not easy, like it's really past, you know, and I really twist it. So Krishna is saying actually, that is what this faculty does, you know, it starts twisting experiences, and then, you know, kind of like, then life is not easy life, like really difficult.
But some people get more twisted than others, it would seem.
Yeah, it depends on this faculty, because like how much you want to enjoy. You know, some people will like to enjoy more and some less. So according to that. Then, Ichha, Dvesha, Sukham, Dukham, संघातस चेतना धृति एतत् क्षेत्रम समासेन सविकार उदाहृतम एंड देन लाइक दिस ट्विस्टिंग यू नो बिकॉज ऑफ डिजायर से यू नो आई वांट दिस चेरी एंड देन आई नो that the cherries belong to Nadia. So then I can come with, like children do this, you know. They will say, this is like really bitter. Kind of, I can say, this is bitter.
Yeah.
So that you can, you know, keep it here.
Right.
And then I can, you know.
Yeah.
So like Krishna is saying actually, because of the desire, because I, first place, I had a desire to have a cherry. And then because cherries are there, so then I have to come with a trick, you know, to trick you. So then he's saying like that, and then dvesha, you know, I might be like jealous, you know, of your white kind of like shirt. And because of that, you know, I might put some color, you know, like, you know, jealousy does these kind of things, you know, or something, you know, because of jealousy, I might twist, you know, it's not simple anymore, I'm not simple anymore. Because of desire, I'm not simple anymore, because I'm twisting. And then also because of happiness, you know, if I want to feel happiness, I will twist the situation because of wanting that. Also, because of feeling of unhappiness, because I don't want to feel unhappy, then also I can twist the situation.
That seems like another reason why we should abandon the fruits.
We should not eat
the fruits because our motives start to get messy.
Messy, yeah. That's what, you know, saying, like how we get messy, actually.
Right.
Like, so he's describing like how really we get messy.
But when we're seeking to get unmessy,
then it's like that, he will talk that
okay.
Later, you know. Because now he's saying like, because if we know how I am, how, you know, why I am, how I am, so then it will be easy, kind of like, to find the threads.
Okay.
Then saying, Sanghatas Chetana Dhrati. Like a And the like all these twisting really are kept with the feeling of I. Like all this twisting, it's like kept with the feeling of I. And then like a suddenly we lose patience because everything is there. So when I want immediately, kind of like it's I lose the patience somehow because of all this twist. And then etat chetram samased, like you know, this is how the field of perceiving is created, like twisted is created. And like Krishna is saying, like in a nutshell, you know, like each experience will take like a, you know. So saying like in a nutshell, this is how we find us twisted. And savikar, like with twists. Like he's saying, like I'm really giving you examples of twists. So later we find ourselves because of all these reasons, you know, twisted, and without awareness of being twisted. And now starting how to start undo this twist, like whenever. So saying ama nityam adambhitvam ahimsa shanti arjavam acharyo pasanam shocham sthairya atma vinigraha. So like a when you really want to remove twisting, so saying like we have to start being straight, you know, like straightness, like simplicity, like, because simplicity is being straight. And then like not really be proud of, like another thing, like I can keep on my twisting because of being pride, like proud or pride, because I can feel pride, I can trick Nadiaji. And then it's known, I'm not working on that because I really can trick people. So why do kind of, so it's saying like not feeling pride of your results, kind of, you know, like, because that's where we will feel pride. And then ahimsa, like a really feeling connectedness, more feeling connected. Then like if I'm connected, then I will not play tricks. So ahimsa means having connectivity.
Is that the same ahimsa?
Yeah, same way. Yeah.
I'm sorry, can you
say? Like ahimsa of Gandhi, non-violence actually.
Right.
But actually it's like connectivity.
Sure.
Because if I'm feeling me, then I'm kind of, you know, will be my playing, you know, me and you. That means I can play non-violence, but actually, you know, violence will be there because I am feeling you separate than me, and that is violence actually.
I I saw a commentary, and it's supposed to be by Vyasa, on the Yoga Sutra somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the most important of all the rules was ahimsa, and that all of the other yamas and niyamas were like just corollaries of it.
Because that is the most like core. Because as soon as you feel like, you know, I think in love, we can see that clearly. Like the person I love, I will not do any harm. And it's like, actually we all know, like, you know, that person we really don't do any harm. But then that is not spread, you know, the connectivity, you know, it stays within two people.
Yeah.
You know? And if this can spread, then nothing else, you know, everything will come, you know, this will be the kind of like. And then saying shanti, you know, so certainly like feeling, no feeling of irritation, you know, that will be certainly byproduct of connectivity already, but more acknowledging that, acknowledging the fruit of connectivity, like as peace. And Acharya Parsanam, also wherever these qualities are seen, like really feeling love for that, because, you know, that will really be a reminder for you. And Saucham, like cleanliness, you know, outward as well as inward. Sthairyam Atma Vinigraha, and really staying with it, staying with simplicity, staying with connectivity.
Like steadiness or loyalty?
Yeah, like steadiness. Loyalty will make this steadiness. And like he's saying, like, that's how we really can undo the cleverness. Like, cleverness we adopted can be undone, like that. Can be undone.